Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from Within You Is the Power by Henry Thomas Hamblin, published in 1920. Today I would like to talk with you about success. What I mean by success is the achievement of something worthwhile. Something that shall make the world better and richer, and add something to the common good. Our sphere in life may be very humble, but if we overcome our own weaknesses, help others along life's pathway, and do our daily work better than we need, our life cannot be other than successful. If at the end of our life we can be thankful for it, realizing that we have made the best possible use of it, we have achieved real success. Success to the unenlightened may mean the vast accumulation of wealth and the winning of fame. But those who give up their lives to acquire these things are the greatest failures in life. They gain wealth, it is true, but they find that their money can buy only those things that bring no satisfaction, that it cannot purchase for them any of the things which are really worth having. Success of this hollow kind can be won, but at too great a price. For what does it profit you to acquire wealth at the cost of happiness, health, joy of living, family life, and the ability to appreciate nature's beauties and simple pleasures? Yet, having said that, we must be a striver. We must forever be seeking better things and to express ourselves more perfectly. The person who drifts through life, making no effort to rise to better things, is not worthy of the name citizen. The individual, to be worthy of life's blessings, must be forever striving, overcoming and rising. Failure in life is always due to weakness of character. It is only strong characters who can withstand the blows of life and overcome its difficulties. The woman and man who would make their life worthy of respect and who would rise to high achievement and service will be confronted by difficulty at every turn. And this is as it should be, for it weeds out the weak and unworthy aspirants, and awards the spoils to those who exhibit faith and courage, steadfastness and patience, cheerfulness and strength of character. Success, especially material success, is not in itself of much benefit to the one who wins it. It does not satisfy for long, but it is valuable in other ways. For instance, success based on service is a benefit to the community. If it were not for successful people of this type, the ordinary person in a difficult rut would have a bad time. Also, the winning of success builds up character. Person who would be successful in the battle of life must be prepared to be tested and tried in every possible way. The one who survives them all is built up in character in almost every direction. However, even in their success, they will be tempted and tried. Few are engaged in the harsh struggle of business or politics, and do not watch yourself carefully, you can become hard and callous, and of all failures, this is probably the worst. People who are success-driven are subject to temptations far more than those who are afraid to venture and who remain in the valley of mediocrity. This is true not only of those who seek to climb the steep path of spiritual attainment, but also of those who are successful in business and political affairs. In each case, they have placed in their keeping great powers and influence, such as the ordinary person little dreams of. This is a grave responsibility, for if these powers are used for self-aggrandizement, the results are disastrous. Life is a continual battle. To the average person, it is generally a fight with circumstances and the ordinary difficulties of life. The more advanced soul is not troubled by these things. They rise above them, but they are tempted and tried to a much greater degree, and in a far more subtle manner. This is because life is not for mere passing pleasure, but for the building up of character through experience. Therefore, the person who would succeed must be strong, wise, and patient. Those who aspire to make their lives really worthwhile, who desire to serve others more perfectly, who want to build up character through experience and overcome all their weaknesses, inherited or otherwise, must look within for power and wisdom. It must be pointed out, however, that we must not use our inner powers for selfish purposes. There is an immutable law of mystical teaching that warns of the use of spiritual powers for the creation of wealth. There are thousands of people today who are trying to misuse this power, sometimes called the secret, to bring them fancy cars, fat bank balances, and big houses. Such people are heading to disaster, for they are working against the combined spiritual power of the universe. Instead, they must put service before self and give instead of grasp. For if our ambition is to serve and to give instead of to grasp and grab, and if also we seek success through merit and not through the misuse of our spiritual powers, we can go forward, and the power will go with us and help us. In addition, when this power has been brought into expression, it must only be used in love, for if it is used otherwise, it will destroy the user. Behind each life is the divine will and purpose. Each life is perfect as it is imagined in the universal mind. The highest success, indeed the only true success, is to live the life according to the great cosmic purpose, or in other words, as it is imagined in the infinite mind. Therefore, do not imagine that it is the will of the universal mind that we should be a failure or lack in achievement. Far from it. For we have only to contemplate the universe to see that the infinite mind is forever achieving, and that it never fails. We too must succeed, but let us do so by mixing wisdom with our ambition, and by working for the benefit of the whole, rather than for any purely selfish purpose. It is natural for us to, quote, get on in life to a moderate extent, but in order to get on, we must become more efficient, and thus serve life and our fellow human beings better. Therefore, there is no harm in success of this kind. It is natural and laudable also, for one in poor and unlovely surroundings, to have an ambition to raise themselves to better circumstances. It is only right that we should desire to make life brighter and better for our family. So long as we indulge in ambition wisely and seek success through better service to others, our purpose is laudable. If, however, we do not curb and control our ambition, we will lose all real joy in life. And at the last, when it is too late, learn to our sorrow that our life and successes have actually been a failure. To achieve the right kind of success in life, it is still necessary that we should always be progressing, achieving, overcoming, and endeavoring to succeed. One of the greatest laws of the universe is progress. Therefore, it is fatal to stand still. We must go forward. We must achieve. We must accomplish things. If we do so, we may find that many things which cost us much effort and hard work are not worth the having. Yet all the time we are learning, through experience, and are being strengthened and prepared for greater things. Through repeated failure to find true satisfaction, we may arrive finally at true knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, turning our attention and aspirations to higher and better things. Let me wrap up by pointing out that success and achievement will not drop ready-made from heaven into your lap. All who succeed are gluttons for work, toiling while others play and sleep. All teaching to the contrary is erroneous. There is only one way to succeed in the affairs of life, and that is by raising oneself to greater usefulness and service. By doing things better than they have been done before, by bearing greater responsibility, you serve humanity better, and therefore merit success. It is more blessed to give than to receive, said Jesus. And this is true even in the practical and material affairs of life. First, you must give better and more valuable service. In other words, deserve and merit before you expect to see it materialize. You must sow before you can reap. You must become too big for your present position before you are capable of occupying a larger one. You must grow and expand in every possible way. And as you grow, so will your success increase. Outward success is only a reflection, so to speak, of what you really are, and a result of greater and more valuable service to humanity. It requires great effort and determination to get out of a rut. But so long as your ambition is not ignoble or selfish, there will be found within you power sufficient for all your needs. To win success, either in the hurly-burly of life or the more difficult path of spiritual progress, demands imagination, vision, courage, faith, determination, persistence, perseverance, hope, cheerfulness, and other qualities. These are all to be found within you. All these qualities lie more or less dormant within you, and they can be called into expression if you believe that the infinite power is yours.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.